B-Pod Studios.
What they say in the morning, you'll be talking about all day.
This is a dumb conversation, but, you know, why the hell not? That's what we do.
Cutcher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
98.5, The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. You can watch us on Twitch at twitch.tv. Marshall Hook is, our own Marshall Hook is on a road to nowhere. He's taking his oldest son and traveling from Atlanta. They flew down to Atlanta, and then they're traveling to the Salt Flats, some basically Salt Lake City. It's very far, but we've learned through his, he's on social media, he's documenting the trip on social media, that he got up early, very early in the morning while his son slept in to go to Graceland. While he could not take the full tour, he went to Graceland because he didn't want to pay the fee.
It was free in the morning.
Which is free in the morning, but not to get into, you can't get into the house and stuff. You can just like go on the grounds, and he saved himself $20 doing that. And then he was very angry last night on Twitter at the Motel 6 Corporation because the room he had booked in advance, the Motel 6 room, was not ready. And the manager, as on a Sunday night between 11 and 1 in the morning, was not very helpful. Like you would, normally think they would be. And we learned he saved himself, or he was haggling over $46. And Rich, you have some reviews.
Okay, so this is I wanted to kind of find out, you know, what was this hotel like anyway that he was haggling over? Because there's nothing better to me than people who demand excellence at places where it's just understood you're not going to get excellence.
Well, like we had the lady, because, you know, I worked in the service industry forever and like at a sports bar. And I took the time where they wanted pasta with no oil, like no oil at all, as if there was a big pot in the back and someone was going, and like making pasta. And then, the person who called in, it was one of the first Collins we ever did on the show, and the girl had worked at McDonald's, and someone asked for a nice slice of onion.
Fresh slice of tomato. That's what they wanted.
No, it was a fresh slice of onion, because they do put tomato on hamburgers. Okay. It was a fresh slice of onion on their hamburger, again, as if, you know, someone's in back like, they're too fine a chop. like they're in there like making with their own hands. Yeah, so I have been on the receiving end of the vitriol from people expecting, you know, Chili's chicken fried steak to be cooked to their perfection.
Right. 5-star service at a 2-star establishment.
Well, yeah, like you're at a sports bar. You're at a dump. Like, what do you want? Like, order chicken wings and drink beer and shut up.
Well, what's great is I checked out this one that he was having all this time where he was, you know, demanding excellence from, and I read some of the reviews, and oh, this seems like a fantastic place. The very first review that I found on TripAdvisor is just titled, "I Got Bitten by Insects," and it's pictures of people with these huge bites all over their legs. They just focused in on the big old pasty leg. And they said, "I tried to stay in this hotel as it lies next to the Greyhound station, also very far from the actual city."
Okay. All right. So he researched. Oh my God. All right. Let's be honest here and not get around. Okay. We've all at one point not had any money. At one point I weighed 165 pounds. I had no money. Rich knew me then. Mm-hmm. Rich had no money.
Yep.
Forever. And Marshall Hook had researched this trip enough to book this room in advance before he left. The worst place. What's the worst place in any major city? It's across from the Greyhound station. In any city, it's across from the Greyhound station. Right. Like, nothing good. Again,
unless you're buying drugs, it's the worst part of town.
The most successful person on a Greyhound bus is the bus driver. I've said that a million times. No one's ever said, like, "I'm going to be late for the Rabinowitz briefing if this bus doesn't hustle up, or you know, like I'm doing surgery in 15 minutes, and you know, here we are idling in Peoria. The people on Greyhound buses are scum, like they're scum, or they're kids whose parents are scum that put them on a Greyhound bus. So he researched. So he, this poor kid. Again, none of this is Marfa's kid's fault. This poor kid. He's like, you want to see the country? Well, here's the worst possible way you could see
it. You know what he is? He's the guy that goes on Expedia and just sorts by lowest price. Well, and just absolutely. Whatever
yes,
it
100%.
Is, picks that one no matter what.
What could a hotel in Oklahoma City cost? Honestly, like
$47.
What could like a Mary, because he's okay. Going back to Oklahoma City today, you have to understand. So what really could a Marriott cost, like in the city, just like, or in the surrounding suburbs? The worst place you could ever stay is a garbage motel across from the Greyhound station. Oh my God. He planned this.
Oh yeah, this was something that he felt that he needed to book in advance, instead of, you know, even okay. So I'm looking
okay,
right
the
here.
Sheraton downtown, by the way, I've been told is $179.
So for I'm looking at the, yeah. There's the Omni is $142.
Oh my God!
So I got to think. Okay, here we go. How about the Renaissance is $88. The Renaissance is $88.
There's a Hyatt for $99.
Hang on, I'm sorry.
Oh my God!
Courtyard. I'm not joking. Courtyard by Marriott, $50. Courtyard by Marriott is $50.
He is out of his mind. He went on there in literally like the difference of $10. Put him. You have to again. This is a trip for the ages for him and his son. He's. You're right. He went to a travel website, and if it was a dollar cheaper, come hell or high water, no matter where the hell it was, they were staying there.
Okay, so I just to know the kind of people who stay at this hotel that he was just absolutely insane about not getting into. You know, for $47. This reviewer also writes the Wi-Fi was slow and made me lose my patience, so I kept banging on the mouse's button, what apparently annoyed someone who banged on my door and ripped off my handmade sign of do not disturb, which I had to make because there was no such in the room, since the same had happened in the Motel 6 of North Little Rock and there were no such signs at disposal
this
from the
Marshall
employees.
This is Hook's trip with his father. This is the trip that Hook took with his father.
Yes, I make my own signs that are usually ripped off. In the morning I posted a new sign and that was ripped off by the housekeepers.
I can't believe the housekeeper didn't honor your handmade do not disturb sign.
This is great. Hang on. It says, I put up another before leaving for the day, adding, quote, if you don't like my handmade signs, do provide an accurate one, as I had done in the Motel 6 at St. Paul. When I returned for the evening, an accurate sign was put in the slot of the electronic key. I felt tempted to steal it for future usages.
I can't. Can you imagine this guy is so concerned with them coming into his room during the day?
Like, what's in there?
Yeah, like, what's in there? What are you so afraid? Like, if I see a homemade do not disturb key at noon, I'm assuming there's a dead body.
Sure.
Like, someone's tied up in there. Like, what's your big concern about the hotel? Well, they didn't have a do not disturb key. I mean, that was the big thing. They kept knocking, and it smells in there, sir, of rotting corpse. No. Give me the key.
But if you see a homemade do not disturb sign, you're thinking, okay, call the cops now.
Absolutely. Like, you don't want me in your room during the day? That's disgusting.
All right, so immediately under that is a review. It says, for the love of anything holy, do not stay here. It is the sketchiest motel I've ever seen. They said, and by the way, underneath it, a giant picture of a dead bug. Like, it's like a dead cockroach, which is looks like it's like on the floor as soon as you walk in. I walked to my room, saw a dead bug on my bed and marijuana residue on the sink. We washed it away and asked them for a refund. The front desk clerk told us to speak to our booking company for a refund. They went through a booking company for Motel 6.
Well, you know Marshall Hook did. Hook has this trip mapped out. He booked all. He was on the air when you were gone. He booked all this in advance. All this has been planned to the letter. This whole trip, sitting out there at 1 in the morning, complaining to the man, and the manager locked him in the office. I'm sure she locked herself in the office, is to avoid the gunfire that was about to go on outside. I demand excellence from here.
I mean, these reviews, they keep on getting worse as they keep by their. Oh, it is next to the Greyhound station. One just titled Run. The front desk person was the most rude person I've encountered. He threatened to call the police on a guest who simply asked for his key.
Yeah, I'm sure that's simply all the guests wanted. Just the key.
Might be it.
The key to the spaceship in the back. This trip, oh, that poor kid. And they're going to Santa Fe today. On top of all of that.
I mean, I've stayed in some gross hotels before, but I also understood what I was getting into. To sit there and just, like, complain and at Motel 6 on Twitter because you weren't immediately let in your room seems to be somewhat of a, not rational response.
No, it is someone who has an unhealthy relationship with money. He has enough money not to stay at that Motel 6. And certainly, he has enough money to go to the Econolodge and handle getting his $46 back at a reasonable hour. Like, you know, by the way, you're in the car today for 12 hours? Call Motel 6 from the car. You got nothing else to do. All right, so when I was a kid, my father insisted that we stayed at Knight's Inns. I had a double because my mom wouldn't fly. Mm-hmm. She does now. But my father, one of their clients was Knight's Inn. So we would have to go out of the way to stay at Knight's Inn for free. Now, I don't recall the haggling over all of these things. But is Marshall Hook alone? Is there anyone who has had a relative demand something, or have you worked at a place where someone has demanded
5-star service in a 1-to-2-star establishment?
A level of service, which is or standard of excellence, which is completely irrational based on where they are.
Oh, sure. I mean, I remember one time at Subway, there was a woman who came in and she wanted every single item individually packed up in a different container. She wanted to make her sandwich at home and assemble it on her own. I'm like, lady, there's a line out the door.
Yeah, we got the salad people, too, where they'd go lettuce, more lettuce, onion, more onion. And like, oh, well, you're making a salad, you cheap, miserable prick.
So there's a relative of mine, not blood, who sent back his hash browns 3 times at Waffle House. 3 times he sent back his hash browns. Not cooked enough.
So,
crispier.
So, all right. I don't want to hear about the gross hotels because I assume that they were. just if you've worked at somewhere that there was, a demand of excellence that was just not happening. or if you've been with someone. Because if I was with Marshall Hook, I'd kill him. I would go home. I would be at the airport right now getting on a flight home. If you have had this happen to you, 617-779-0985. Because Marshall Hook has got to be the one person on the planet.
Someone said, is Hook buying all his cheap gasoline in Georgia before heading west?
Well, yeah, he's got a whole back seat just filled with barrels of gas.
That dude takes home the ketchup packets, doesn't he? Like he's one of those guys. I bet you go to his house and he has an entire drawer that is just filled with stolen condiments.
Yeah, and like 75,000 books of matches. Even though he doesn't smoke, he's just like, well, they're giving them away. What, do you want me not to take him? That is hell on earth. What are you looking at? Well, we're overlooking the Greyhound station where all the nice people come out. Where all the human rodents come in. And because you know Oklahoma City too, that's a nice stop right there in the middle of the country where you're not urban cowboy, when you're a midnight cowboy or something like that. That's like right in the middle. That's like a lot of crying on the back of the bus. That's a lot of you had to turn a couple tricks enough to get to fare to get back to the next city. You're on there.
All right.
There is a felons galore.
617-779-0985. Because, I mean, as I said, I have several. Oh, by the way, someone said, do you think Hook's entire bathroom is filled with those little bar soaps and shampoo bottles from these motels? Oh, no question. No question.
He won't use them because they're there for to impress people. If you go over to Hook's house, he's like, have you noticed the Motel 6 shampoos? Yes, I've been to the one just outside Oklahoma City by the Greyhound station. Yeah, spend the night there, I'll tell you. All right, well, listen, maybe Hook wanted two rooms and he just wanted really cheap prostitutes. All right, if you've had that situation, 617-779-0985.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is the home of the Bruins and the Celtics.
It is nothing but a thrill a minute.
And these guys,
oh my Lord, what could come next?
Dutcher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
On the Sports Hub, we're Dutcher and Rich. I think Oklahoma City is 2 hours behind.
Is it
only one?
I'm pretty sure it's only one, because I know it's north of Dallas, and that's only one behind.
Should we call the Motel 6 and find out what was going on?
It's not the Motel 6, the Econo Lodge, remember?
No, but should we call the Motel 6 and find out what was going on?
What's up with the computers?
Yeah.
Tell her on the air, and just say, yeah. I mean, why do you not have Do Not Disturb songs?
Like what's the deal with you wanting to clean the rooms during the day?
Was there a maniac and his son waiting in your parking lot for 2 hours last night to get into his room by any chance? Was he demanding the finest of service?
That actually might be a phone call that we have to make. All right. We'll take one call on this. This happens all the time, though. Dan, go ahead.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey,
what's up?
Friend is the one who planned this trip, but years ago we went to go see Nikki Tyler at an adult entertainment place in Rhode Island, and my buddy paid $20 to get his picture taken with her. So he gets his picture taken, and actually before he got his picture taken, what happened was Nikki Tyler took his hand and put it on her butt, but the bouncer didn't see that. He just turned around and he saw my buddy's hand where it wasn't supposed to be. And he proceeded to throw him out of the establishment. My buddy waited outside for almost 3 hours because he insisted on getting his $20 back because he didn't get his picture taken.
Well, first of all, I'm always fascinated. First of all, it's sad that I know who Nikki Tyler is. And second of all, that the idea of getting the picture taken with the headline stripper that comes into the strip club is always interesting. Because, like, what are you going to do, frame it? Like, I met this chick that has sex, and I didn't have sex with her. Strip clubs are. See, the problem with strip clubs is that the bouncer was trying to sleep with Nikki Tyler. He was going to be the guy that was going to save the day and be her white knight. But the strip clubs, if you give them your credit card, often you will wake up in the morning to a phenomenal charge on it. But then you will realize that they do that as a. Kind of a insurance program in case you try to screw them out of money, which I never quite understood. All I know is don't give me your driver's license if you're at Club Risque in Philadelphia, because you will invariably forget your driver's license and then be forced to call them all morning long to find out where your driver's license went. All right, so Tom Brady yesterday, as you all saw, he can't get enough of the internet, and he's having great success for it, with it. But he has a jugs machine out on the field, and he throws a ball into the jugs machine, like, the wrong way, and it comes and shoots back out to him. He catches it, throws another one, goes in, it comes out, and he catches it. And he then goes back like 10 more yards and throws one and knocks the machine over. There is no way that is real.
No,
correct?
It's not. No, it's not real. Zero shot. It's okay. I mean,
yeah, because that would not happen. You can, if a jugs machine, because around the, you know, for baseball, jugs machines all the time, when those wheels are spinning,
no,
you can't just throw something in there, stop it, and have it shoot it back to you.
Fred, his last viral video, he threw a football to the moon and the moon exploded. Right. Anybody who's looking at this and going, wow, look at the accuracy of this guy. Like, are you on crack? Like, that just physically can't happen.
Yeah, but the articles are pontificating, you know, if he really did it. Oh, and the worst ones are like, I don't doubt anything with this guy anymore. Like, all right. He's what a phenomenal athlete. So, yes, so this is being talked about now everywhere as being real.
No.
I don't know why he keeps doing these things.
If it was real, you would have heard in the background Jim Gray going, nice job, Tommy.
Yeah.
Nice job, Tommy.
We experimented with you putting my nuts in it. And then when we found out that was a real mishap.
But bro, Tommy.
What I need those for anyway? Just shove them in there.
Bro, Tommy. Yeah,
but people are pontificating upon it as if it's real, and the fights on Twitter underneath it are really something else. The people are getting very upset on either side of the issue. But no, you cannot throw a ball into a jugs machine.
No.
That is going full speed in one direction, have it stop the machine momentarily, and shoot the ball back to you in that nature. Even though it did fall down with the last throw. The last throw was so powerful that it fell down.
I saw people going, how many takes do you think it took to get this?
None.
I was saying it didn't happen.
It didn't take any takes to do that. It just happened. Yeah, so that is his situation.
Tom Brady, I mean, he's obviously completely reveling in everything that's happened this past year. He's proven all the haters wrong. He's proving the Patriots wrong. He's doing all this. But there was a moment that he was at his ring ceremony, and he got up and spoke. They just got the rings, which, by the way, is like this weird-ass, like, monstrosity that apparently you open
it
up.
Yeah, it opens up.
It's like a music box type thing, right? And you open it up, and inside of it's a miniature stadium, which so you can hide candy and stuff in it, I guess, and flip it back over, you know. Your bubble gum for later. But there was a moment where he was making his speech, and it's one of those things that, you know, I'm sure he said a million times when he's asked about it, but the way he jammed it into his speech, he goes, you know, I like this ring. And he goes, but you know what? There's people always go to him, hey, you know, Tommy, what ring are you like? And of all the rings that you got, what ring are you like? And I say, the next one. And he looked at the camera, and it was like, yeah.
Yeah, he's hard to like.
The crowd's like, am I supposed to kind of clap? Because we've heard you say that 8 times before.
Yeah, it's he's a hard guy to like right now. But when he comes to Gillette Stadium with those very Tampa Bay Buccaneers, it will be a feel good again. The shirt will be everyone's a winner today.
I just hope both teams have fun.
Yep, both teams have fun, because no matter what he does, and no matter what the Patriots' record. He will be adored. Now, so the players now are saying that Cam Newton is not. They're acknowledging that he might not be as good as he was in the past.
That's a bunch of like Florio self pleasuring him. I put this thing out, and it's one of those stories that he's known for throwing out into the world that has no substance when you actually read it. McCone was, you know, telling me about it this morning, and I looked at it, and it was like, you know, there's some people on the team that think he doesn't have what he used to. And I'm like, yes, of course.
He's not an MVP anymore.
Yeah, he was an MVP. This is really something that you felt compelled to put out into the universe? Like, there's some sort of breaking news about this? Oh, dude, the story's so stupid. Florio loves to do that. Take non-stories and try to word them as if this is like some sort of revolutionary tale that he's putting out there.
Yeah, because I was looking all over and I'm like, where is all this story of all this noise coming from all these Patriot
players? He's got no quotes. No, like an insider has told us that they don't believe in Cam Newton. It's like they don't think he's got what he used to. And I'm like, yeah. Oh, are you saying that he's not the MVP of the league? Okay. Then, you know, groundbreaking stuff that you got there,
what
Mike Florio.
Skill position players are still, is like Jacoby Myers going, oh, he doesn't have it anymore. Like, what skill position players are there that would even know that, you know, that what the hell he has compared to what he used to have?
But speaking of right, you're right. Yeah, like who's there around to say any of that stuff anyway? Yeah,
exactly.
N'Keal Harry. I mean, you know, I'm sure that he's still, you know, trying to get people to pay attention to him,
yeah, as opposed to all the success N'Keal Harry had with him in the past.
Right. But I mean, right now the story that I find way more interesting that broke this morning was that it is soul selling time. There is now a report that Deshaun Watson is available to the highest bidder, and the price right now is apparently 3 first-round picks. Now, it was reported yesterday that Deshaun was intending on showing up to camp. But, Cohen, I don't know when that when their camp starts. Is it today, or is it later on this week or next week?
I think it was this weekend. Like, I think he showed up.
Yeah, so he did show up. Okay,
yeah, he already showed up.
Okay,
yeah.
So he has shown up now. And it looks like as of right now, you know, there's still no punishment. We don't know how, like, you know, what the deal is going to be with that. But the Texans have come right out. I mean, not come right out, but the report has come out this morning that they are finally open to trading him. And if you're a team right now, you know, you're thinking a couple things. One, if they do end up having some sort of punishment, how long is it going to be for? And two, are you willing to sell your soul for this kind of publicity? Just to get one of the best quarterbacks in the league on your team? Because that's the question you're facing with Deshaun Watson. Because right now, you don't know how this is going to turn out. And no matter what, you know, if you're like, there's organizations that you immediately know, I don't think they want anything to do with it. Number one being the Patriots. They don't want that. I mean,
they're not in a position to do it. They can't do it.
Even if they can't, but I mean, but everyone throws it out there. But there's certain teams that just, you know, will step aside.
You'd have to be a team that's on the verge of being a Super Bowl contender that's a quarterback away. Because I'll tell you this, given his situation, if I'm like I'm trying to think of a McCone, who's a real bad team that didn't just draft a quarterback? Denver, not because Denver's not bad. Who's a really bad team besides the Texans that didn't just draft a quarterback? Like, because Atlanta might not be that bad. Because if I was a team that I knew was going to suck, I wouldn't trade 3 picks for them. Because 3 first round picks, because that's giving up my future, and I'd rather have those assets. So I would have to be a team like Denver. I mean, the list of teams that can do it, that would do it. Boy, Houston's a terribly run organization. So, I mean, how many suitors are there going to be for them? Vegas would do it. Denver would do it.
The Dolphins, maybe.
I don't think the Dolphins. If you're the Dolphins, yeah, maybe.
Carolina.
If you're Carolina, wouldn't you want to see Darnold play first? I mean, wouldn't you want to see that first?
What if you were one of these teams who drafted a guy, but you're willing to trade him in order to get Deshaun Watson?
Well, I'm not trading Trevor Lawrence. The Jets wouldn't give up Zach
Wilson.
How
about the Niners? What about the Niners?
Yeah.
That's a team that you put Deshaun Watson on that team. But they
also traded all their first-round picks to Patriots.
That's right.
You're right. The picks are gone. But they, I mean, they.
But how you're giving up. I mean, who are you going to give up? I mean, you're going to give up Bosa. I'm not giving up Bosa for him. I'm not trading my team away for him. I'm trying to think, because you would have to be a team that's on the verge, that's a quarterback away, which is a really rare thing.
What if Fred, there was a little bit of a quarterback swap with
Mr. Unlimited?
What if Seattle is just so sick?
Well, that would be fantastic. That would be fantastic because I would love to see Russell Wilson have to go rot in Houston with his nerd ass.
Unlimited.
Listen, well, that That makes the most sense because Seattle win Super Bowl with Deshaun Watson. Swap him straight up. I wouldn't do it if I was Houston, but I mean, oh boy.
Yeah, what about the Packers? Well, the Aaron Rodgers situation, he wants out. Maybe you solve it doing that. Just flip those two quarterbacks.
Only if he retires can they do that, right? Because he's got does he have a no trade? That's a good question. I think Rodgers has a no trade, right? Like they can't just trade him,
but
right?
Also, on top of that, if I'm Houston, I want something in addition to Aaron Rodgers. Because I'm dealing a quarterback who's 14 years younger than the other guy. What, like, Watson's 26 or 10 years younger. Watson's like 26 and Rodgers is 36. I'd want additional. I'd want, and plus Rodgers is paid, I think, more than Watson.
What's Wilson? He's 32, I think.
Mr. Unlimited.
Well, right. That I would do if I was Seattle. I'd trade him straight up. Now, that doesn't help Houston any. Because then they're just stuck with Russell Wilson and a crappy team. But the teams that realistically could do it are Denver in Las Vegas. And I still wouldn't do it if I was Las Vegas because I would have to give up because you're giving up so much of your future.
Yeah, yeah.
See, Denver could win.
Yeah, Denver could win.
Deshaun Watson.
They're a quarterback away from being a legitimate threat.
Right. So that market's really low, and I don't know if they'd be able to get three first-round picks at this time.
Oh, not when you're in certainty about what his future, especially this season, is going to be.
I don't think they're getting three first-round picks. So they've really bungled that situation. If all it took was him showing up to camp for them all of a sudden to open up for business. That's just such a terribly run organization.
I guess the one bit of good news as far as the whole Deshaun Watson being in the NFL, I mean, we don't know. This all sounds pretty serious what he did, but it has been really, really, really quiet for a long time now. And I'm wondering if that means anything for his potential to actually play this season.
I mean, I don't believe he's been criminally charged with anything, and I know that doesn't matter. Because they've done this before, but yeah. I mean, he has a case to make, saying that he hasn't been found guilty or anything, and he hasn't been criminally charged with anything. So there is, I mean, there is some wiggle room there. So we'll see. All right, we'll be right back. Here are the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Get out of here. Come on. Don't listen to them.
Listen to no one.
Don't listen to them. You're going to ruin your career.
But you're rich.
You can't listen to those people. They're maniacs.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Touch Your Rich. We tried to call Marshall Hook, but he's not answering. Perhaps he's tuckered out from his bartering session last night with the Motel 6.
Hopefully he's not in the hospital with like some weird kind of bumps on his body from the itching, apparently, that hotel has caused.
Well, he ended up in the Econo Lodge. So.
The reviews on that place, by the way, check that as well. Just as good.
From the Greyhound station.
So that's where all the finest lodging establishments are.
If you're just joining us, Marshall Hook flew to Atlanta and then took a mystery car, which Dollar Rent a Car had literally labeled it the mystery car. It's like the manager's mystery. So he took that. So he was starting off immediately throwing money around. Mm-hmm. Then they drove to Memphis, where he went to Graceland. He got up at like 6:30 in the morning to go to Graceland so he could visit for free, saving him $20 and not being able to get into the buildings. Then they drove out to Oklahoma City, where the Motel 6 outside of the city that he had booked, which is across from a Greyhound station, he haggled with the people for 2 hours, well past midnight, and ended up staying at an Econo Lodge. Now he is driving out to Santa Fe today, which seems like a pretty decent stretch of drive. And I think West Texas...
It's more than 500 miles, Fred.
It's more than 500 miles, and it's West Texas in New Mexico. So that doesn't seem like that. He's in for much fun.
See, New Mexico's actually really pretty. West Texas, there ain't nothing. Like, there is nothing. It's tumbleweeds and high school football stadiums in the middle of oil fields. Well, that's about it.
He looks to be only about 3 hours north of Lubbock when he passes by.
So, yeah, Lubbock is a fantastic. I heard they have a Dairy Queen there now.
Yes, exactly. So he's just going out there. But it's not all for naught, because he is going to end up in the Bonneville Salt Flats, which is where this whole thing ends. Because it's funny, because he goes to Albuquerque, Santa Fe, Vegas, and then the trip just keeps going. And then it goes to the Four Corners Monument, which appears to border Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, and Utah.
I've been there, yes.
Which is an attraction that I don't understand at all.
I have been there just because I was in college and we were driving all around. It's like, hey, let's go stand in all four places at the same time. And once you do it, you're like, that wasn't worth the 2 hours driving through nothing to get here.
You're looking at imaginary man-made
lines
of distinction. But then,
real quick, true story, that driving there was one of those times, I think I told you about this, where you could get no FM stations, and I went to the AM one, and it like did that thing where it goes scrolls all the way through, and the one station that it stopped on was Native American chanting. There was a station that was playing chants by Native Americans.
Well, you're going through Navajo Nation, according to this map that Marshall put up.
There you go.
It's funny because the first half of the trip, lots of green, lush land on the map of the United States, and then it just turns very brown. And but then, so they go to like Albuquerque, Santa Fe, Las Vegas, and all this. But then they go up to Salt Lake City, which looks like longer than Oklahoma City to Albuquerque. It is. It's longer or the same. So it's another, 800 miles into what? To say that you were in Salt Lake City, I don't know.
By the way, the more I think about this, the more he did exactly what I thought he did. As I was saying with the hotel, I think he just searched on one of those things like Expedia and sorted by cheapest and just picked the cheapest. Because if you do that with your car, the one that shows up as the cheapest is always the manager's special. It's the car with the blanket over the top of it, so you don't know what you're getting. That is all. And I just tried it. I tried it from Atlanta just to Oklahoma City just to see what would come up. And, of course, the manager's special is indeed the cheapest.
Oh, my God. I wonder if he flew like on a FedEx plane to Atlanta.
He put himself in a box and mailed himself.
Exactly.
He's going to, his next trip, he's just going to get a stick and put like a bunch of clothes in like a handkerchief and like just hop trains. He's going to do the hobo trip.
If I was his son, I'd be going to that Greyhound station and getting on the next one home. I'll tell you. Oh, my God. The situation that guy has going on there.
We gotta continue to call him. We need an update. I want to make sure he's actually okay.
Well, he's not answering the phone, so all I know is he's.
I texted him
super
to give
pissed
him
at me.
Well, I texted him and said we were looking for an update.
Yeah.
Well, your update will be in the form of a passive aggressive tweet towards Fred and me, I'm sure, because that's how Hook likes to respond.
He always gets very pissed at me. He's MC 900 foot Jesus, is what. Marshall Hook is, if you get the reference. I don't know if you recall the video where he ships himself, if I only had a brain, where he ships himself in the box. That is Marshall Hook. MC 900 foot Jesus is what I'm going to call Marshall Hook from now on.
That's his new name.
Just shipping himself in a box as he goes around town. All right.
Well, Fred, remember, he flew to Buffalo, watched a baseball game, and then drove back that night. Like,
yeah, well, he drove back, which I don't understand. It must have saved him $5 to rent the car and drive back. Because, yes, he flew to Buffalo, which he went, oh, that's a nice adventure. He flew up to Buffalo to see a game. Good for Marshall, you know, taking the bull by the horns. But then he rented a car and drove back. So the difference must have been like, you know, 75 cents. And he decided that was the way to go. All right. Well, the expansion draft and the draft and Taylor Hall, all these things have been settled. By the way, people not fans of the Bruins draft. They never like the Bruins draft. And they're usually right.
Oh, there's attitude issues, apparently, with one of the guys.
But and then also some of the guys sucking, I guess, is a problem. But Dan Rosen, who writes for NHL.com, will join us in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.